This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great Milonzo, you. 844-326-3663 is the number to get on the radio. Either by a text message, give us a little textual satisfaction at 844-326.
Man, I hope you forget that.
No, I like it.
I don't.
I like it. On the text line, 844-326-3663. You can also call that number to be a part of the show on the air if you wish to do so. You can tweet me at The Rob Brown Show. You can tweet the great one at Lonzo on Word. And you can tweet everybody up in the station at The Fan Up State. You can email me, rob.brown@thefanupstate.com, if you want to get at us in that direction. And, of course, the Ray Memorial Hotline is back up and running. Go to the Audacy app, AUDACY. Grab it for free out of your app store. Put it on your phone, your tablet, your laptop, all of your digital devices. And when you do, search the Fan Upstate. Click the little heart icon so that it's always listed at the top of that app for you. And there's two buttons. One says listen live. You click that button, wango bango, you'll listen live 24/7, 365 to all the outstanding content here on the Fan Upstate. The other option you have, the second button, is a button that says send a voice message. You click on that button, you send a voice message. It can be up to 60 seconds long, and you can say literally anything that you want. It does not need to be censored. It does not need to be scripted. It can be if you want to. Have a ball. That's why we set that thing up. Go to the Audacy app, AUDACY. Click on the Fan Upstate page. Click on the send a voice message and leave us a 60-second voice message. We will edit them down as appropriate and play them on the show as appropriate. Hit us up. Let's do it. All right. Got a few more things that I want to get to as we continue to talk a little a little college football here on the show. We had a texter ask us. We were talking about Arch Manning over at Texas the other day. And we had a texter ask a question. Has there been a college athlete that has ever had the amount of pressure heaped on him that is currently being heaped on Arch Manning? And you know who had something to say about it? Another guy who knows something about pressure while playing football. How about Cam Newton's take on Arch Manning? Yes, it does. Part of the reason that the story...
Football has more than one royal family.
That's such a great line. The reason that this holds as much weight as it holds, the reason that the Arch Manning story, as tired of it as many of you are, and it's understandable, it feels like, no matter what show I go on, whether I am a host or a guest, it feels like no matter what show I'm having a conversation about college football on, whether I am a host or a guest. It feels like every conversation has to include Arch Manning.
I just got to say, though, didn't his uncles have that same kind of pressure?
No.
So
no.
So their dad wasn't a good enough quarterback that they came in with a name and expectations.
Oh, I didn't say they had no expectations. Arch Manning is not just expected, I think, at this point by a lot of people to win a Heisman Trophy. Arch Manning is expected to win a straight-up national championship. When Eli Manning went to Ole Miss, I do not think that anybody thought that Eli Manning was bringing an Ole Miss national championship. There may have been similar expectations on Peyton Manning when he signed on to play his ball at the University of Tennessee. I think there was probably expectations. But you got to keep in mind, Arch has, I would say, at its base, like similar expectations to Peyton at Tennessee, elevated over Eli. But I would also say they are higher because while Peyton and Eli had Archie to lean on, Arch has Peyton and Eli and Archie to lean on. And on top of that, and this is, you can say it's fair or not fair, it's really up to you. But the fact that Arch Manning showed up and waited in the wings behind Quinn Ewers. I remember we had Steve Spurrier on a couple of weeks ago, and Steve Spurrier said, if this cat is this good, if this cat is Heisman front runner good before he's ever taken a snap at QB1, if this dude is expected to win Texas a national championship good, if this dude is that good, why was he seated behind Quinn Ewers last year, especially late in the season when Quinn was a little banged up and the numbers were coming down and all that? Why did they not make the switch? And I said, I think it's a very valid question. Steve took a lot of heat. Oh, you just don't get it, Steve Spurrier. No, quite the opposite. I think he does.
But Steve Spurrier witnessed the same situation a couple times. I believe both times, at least once. Well, Deshaun Watson was not the starter. But then, and there was, why is he not starting? Why is he not starting? And eventually he was. Same thing with Sunshine, not the starter. And eventually he went in because his talent surpassed the guy that was starting ahead of him. Why didn't Quinn Ewers do that? I mean, why didn't Arch Manning do that over Quinn Ewers?
That's the question Steve Spurrier was asking. Yeah, and I think it's a fair one.
That's what I'm saying. He witnessed firsthand, saw a quarterback come in after. I think there's a lot of overhype. I really do. I mean, I hope the kid lives up to expectations, but I don't think he's going to.
I think that, again, like where I was going with that is, that's why this Arch Manning thing, even if you're tired of hearing about it, that's why this Arch Manning thing is so fascinating. Because it is, it's not just that the expectations are on Arch. Let me ask you a genuine question, all of you out there in Sportslandia. If I played a clip of Arch Manning talking right now, could you tell me that's who it was? Do you know what he sounds like? Have you heard him? Have you seen him? Right? Have you seen him? Have you seen Arch Manning in a New Balance commercial? Have you seen Arch Manning in a Gatorade commercial? Have you seen him? No, you haven't heard him.
Is it because he's not good enough to get endorsements?
No, I don't think that at all. Let's be real. Even if the dude sucks.
That could be the perception.
Hang on. DJ Uiagalelei. Even if the dude sucks, at the end of the day, the name recognition is so high that you do an NIL deal, even if it's just because you're going to burn it into the ground up until the season starts. But he hasn't taken any of that. So a lot of the expectations on Arch Manning, I think, and the reason, again, it is such a fascinating story, even if you're tired of hearing about it, is the fact that Arch Manning has kept himself out of the limelight. He's not doing any major NIL endorsement deals. I'm not saying he doesn't have any. I just don't know what they are if he does. He has not been out there in the news. He's not out there giving you sound bites. He's not on social media making Instagram lives, doing TikTok dances in front of a locker or whatever. He's not doing any of that. And so there is, to some degree, an element of, pardon me for being dramatic here, but an element of mystery and intrigue around Arch Manning. Who the hell is this guy? What the hell is this guy?
All right, his deals are with Panini America, EA Sports, Red Bull, Uber, and Vuori? V-U-O-R-I. I don't know what that is.
Neither do I.
So that's probably water.
The EA Sports endorsement is because he's in, and I believe he is. Is he on the cover? Or is he just one of the, when they do this, I don't know. I mean, I know he's not on the cover, but I don't know if he's on like the deluxe edition cover or whatever. But the EA Sports NIL is one that a lot of people have because if you're in that game, that's NIL. You got paid your, you know, $600 and a free copy or whatever it was that they do every year. So no shock there. I don't know what Panini America is. I assume it has to do with paninis, and I'm a big fan of a panini.
They're delicious.
I love a panini. Sure, cool. Like with Uber, great. Like I'd love to see Arch up there doing, hey, dummies, don't drink and drive home after the game ads. Like I think that'd be great. But I did not know.
Or maybe it's I'm rich. My family's rich. But when I go for a night out on the town, I make sure I call an Uber.
See, here's the thing. If Arch Manning was out for nights on the town, he'd be on other people's social media. There's nothing. Nobody's taking pictures with Arch in the club. Nobody's out there taking pictures with him.
Maybe he's just studying film and going to church.
That's what I'm driving at. What I'm driving at here is the elevated expectations.
Nothing wrong with that, by the way.
The elevated expectations on Arch Manning, I think, are there for a few reasons. Number one, yes, the last name is Manning, and people are clued into that. But there's been a lot of kids with last names. Notre Dame has, I believe, like 7 former athletes
cool,
on the.
Yeah. That's a cool picture.
It's like Larry Fitzgerald's kid's there. Jerome Bettis's kid is there. I think Brandon Jacobs. Who's the other running back? They got like 6 kids at Notre Dame that are like good NFL players. I know where they are. I know what they're doing. I got nothing on Arch Manning. So the Manning name is absolutely a part of it. But there is also the fact that, and I don't know if this, I don't think it is intentional because I think last year with a chance to win a natty, if you were trying to keep Arch and how good he really is a secret, you blow that secret to win a national championship behind Quinn Ewers, right? Like, you blow that secret. So I don't even think it's that. But even if it's not intentionally, Texas and the Mannings and Arch have really kind of kept him away from us. And so a lot of the expectations are, what did we see in the limited spring? What did we see in spot duty last year? What did we see in high school? Like, we're taking snippets of a bunch of places and trying to get a full picture of this kid, and I don't know if it's fair or not. What I do know is the expectations on this guy are, and I have spun this around in my noodle because I don't like to knee-jerk reaction, and I certainly don't like to just knee-jerk react to other people's knee-jerk reactions, but on every show I'm on, every college football expert that we have interviewed on those different shows, every one of them has said, yes, the expectations on Arch Manning are Heisman and Natty, and anything less is a bust. And I'm saying, I don't think Arch did anything to put those expectations. I think, for instance, Shedeur Sanders' expectations were largely shouldered by Shedeur Sanders and Deion. He put those there.
All right, so my thing with Arch, though, if he's that good, if he's the guy in waiting, if he's the guy to do all that, why didn't they use him when they needed him?
We covered that. The answer is we don't know.
It's always going to be, it's always going to put doubts on his ability because you didn't use him when you could have used him to win the whole thing, and you didn't. That's the goal of every team, is to win the national championship. If this guy was as good as everyone is hyping him to be, why wasn't he in there when Quinn Ewers was not at 100%? And I don't think it has anything to do with loyalty. I think it has to do with ability, and we're going to find out in a month.
Again, like we have asked that question, I don't know that there is an answer to the question. I will tell you the Texas apologist out there have said that, number one, Steve Sarkisian is absolutely a loyal dude. Steve Sarkisian did not, I'm not saying that this is correct. I'm telling you, this is the Texas apologist response that I have gotten. The Texas apologist response is, Steve Sark is diehard loyal to his guys. Steve Sark is diehard loyal to his guys. And he did not want to run the risk that Quinn Ewers, who was banged up but healthy enough to play, was going to take a blow to get right, Arch was going to go in, and Arch was just going to blow him off the water. And Sark, who Steve Sarkisian got Quinn Ewers there, kept Quinn Ewers there, because Quinn could have gone somewhere and made a lot of money. Sark didn't want to be placed into a spot where he had to say, hey, Quinn, thanks for passing on offers. Thanks for not going anywhere. Thanks for coming, but you lost your job due to injury. And that's what he would have had to do. That's the Texas apology point. I'm not saying that that would have happened. I'm saying that's what Texas fans are telling me was a reality. But regardless of why it happened, however it happened, are there doubts on Arch because of that? I'm not going
to
say.
All right, I don't remember this, but it seems to me he went out at a game and they didn't put Quinn in. They put in another guy. Am I wrong about that? I could have swore that happened last year.
I don't know that to be the case. I'm not saying you're right or wrong. I'm saying I don't remember is the answer. There are absolutely questions about Quinn Ewers, and I think it is more than fair to say that there are questions. There is also a ridiculous amount of hype on Quinn Ewers this year. A ridiculous amount of hype. More hype, I think it is fair to say, more hype on this kid than any football player that I can remember in recent memories. And because of that, this story becomes, going into the season, the biggest question of the biggest question of all. Because if he lives up to, again, said expectations, then we can expect Texas is going to win a national championship this year. But if it does not, if it does not live up to those expectations, does that get heaped on him? Does it get heaped on Steve Sarkisian? Does it get heaped on Archie, Eli, and Peyton? Like, what is going to be the response to that? I don't know the answer, but I am super interested in it. So we'll talk more about this as we move forward. That was Cam's take. That was my reaction to it. We're back after this. The Rob Brown Show was on your radio. This is the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Told you I wouldn't forget.
Yeah, welcome into the Fight Club, often forgotten.
I figured it out, by the way.
Whenever you figured what out?
Why?
Why you keep because Thursdays used to be set, and I was the least important thing on that.
No, it sure does look that way.
I guarantee you one thing: I will not be on next week. I'm not doing it next week, and I don't know when I'm doing it again. But you will not hear Fight Club next week because that's 3 weeks in a row, and I'm not doing.
Listen, it's Hate Dance Mario's fault. Mario left. Lulu Kesson is. See, I'm not even getting my reporters right. Lulu Kesson's on vacation. Mario is a punk ass and he quit. And Rashad moved to Fridays. So what was, in fact, I would say the only regimented day of the week on this show, the only day that just had a flow. Like there was no question. It was bang, 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 bang. It was Lulu, and then it was Rashad, and then it was Mario, and then it was Fight Club, and there was no thinking. It was just due. They're all either on vacation, quit, or moved to a different day. So my regimented schedule of Thursdays is no longer, and the ADHD brain hasn't caught up yet.
It only goes so far, especially when Monday you promised that it would never happen again, live on the air.
Yeah, but then we got here, and it's Mario's fault.
Yeah, it's not. I'm not going to blame Mario for anything.
I do. I blame him for everything.
Apparently,
I stubbed my toe yesterday. I blamed it on him.
As I said, least important thing on the show. It is hurtful, and I try to decide, okay, just take it off because he just won't even notice, and we can go on for weeks. But if you, the listener, would like the Fight Club to continue, please let us know. I mean, because the people complain about it. You know, again, I ain't doing it next week, and I don't care. There ain't nothing Rob could say that can make me do it next week.
I'm calling for the intro and everything. And live from Atlanta, Georgia.
And here's the thing.
The home of Cody Rhodes.
Right, right. A place where it probably should be. I'm not doing it. So, I mean, I am done at least for now. We're going on hiatus. But not today because the intro's already played, so we have to talk about it. There are three big events going on in Atlanta over the weekend. Some of which we even talked about today, which might have reminded someone that we would probably be talking about a little bit later, but apparently it didn't because it's not important. And I'm going to stop doing that. I know that's mean. It's me lashing out because my feelings are hurt, and I'm a dangerous person when my feelings are hurt. And I'm going to try not to do it again, at least for the rest of this segment. All right, so we've got WWE Evolution 2025, which is Evolution 2. It's been, I don't know what, like 10 years between Evolution. We've also got Saturday night's main event, which happens, believe it or not, on Saturday. And we also have WWE NXT Great American Bash, which is also on Saturday. But let us go with Evolution first, the show that Rob should go see, but he's wimping out on. First of all, the first match we're going to go with is a no-holds-barred match between Jade Cargill and Naomi. Looking forward to this. Jade Cargill has improved her wrestling a great deal, but now you throw in weapons. And when you throw in weapons, Naomi definitely has more experience in the wrestling ring, but more experience with weapons. I still think Jade wins this.
I do think Jade Cargill wins this as much of a heater as Naomi has been on and obviously still carrying around
Receive
the golden
caution.
Ticket.
Yes.
I also think that if Jade Cargill was to lose this, you end up in a spot, and it's not always the case, but you end up in a spot where you go, okay, what is this? Like, this was our biggest acquisition from AEW, one of the biggest that they've had, period, point blank. If she loses this match, what is Jade Cargill? And I don't know that there will be an answer for that.
All right, the next match we've got is for the Women's Tag Team Championship. Roxanne Perez has been put in as a champion with Raquel Rodriguez since the real champ got hurt. But it's those two versus Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss versus the reunited Kabuki Warriors versus from NXT, Zarya and Sol Ruka. I would love to see Zarya and Sol Ruka win. I don't think they're going to. Sol Ruka is probably my favorite woman's wrestler right now because her finishing move is amazing, and I really like it. But I think Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss win.
I don't. I'm going to go with Raquel and Roxanne because they're obviously with by the way, the the Did Liv Die? Yes. Memorial at Raw was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
But obviously the long angle there is going to be the return of Liv Morgan at some point after Raquel and Roxanne have a run, and Liv's going to be like, yo, that's my belt. What are you doing, Raquel? And then there's going to be blah, blah, blah. It's the Judgment Day fuse is lit, and now it's just a matter of when are we going to get there? But I think you got to put the belts on them for it to get a little bit more or keep the belts on them to make it a little bit more interesting. I could see Charlotte winning because they are doing everything in their damn power to get her over as a face, and it's just not going to work, which is the only reason I think she's paired up with fan favorite Alexa Bliss. But I think Raquel and Roxanne win this because the Judgment Day, they want to build that thing up to the highest it's ever been before they rip it back down.
All right, the next match is for the Intercontinental Championship, the Women's Intercontinental Championships. Becky Lynch versus Bayley versus Lyra Valkyria. They've been pushing Lyra. I've been liking Lyra's mic work a lot better lately. She's become a little more interesting than what she was before. But the real story here is between Bayley and Becky. And I think when they introduce these new belts, they're letting people who have won them all get a shot at them. And I think it's Bayley's turn. Bayley wins.
I'm sorry.
Friend of the show,
Bayley. Buddy of the show, Bayley. I will be for this one. Team buddy of the show, Bayley. Becky Lynch is winning this thing. I don't see any other way around that at this point. And there's a dozen reasons, but in fact, I would honestly say this is probably my most confident pick on this card.
All right, the next.
I hope I'm wrong.
We'll see. The next match you could see live, but you're not going to. The next match is for the NXT Women's Championship. It is JC Jane, who is the current champ, going up against Jordynne Grace. Jordynne Grace just did a wonderful vignette Tuesday with The Glamour, where she got her nails done and stuff, and it did look very awkward. So I think The Glamour comes out and interferes and helps Jordynne Grace win this match.
As do I. Nothing to add, no notes.
Setting it up so Jordynne Grace can go up against The Glamour.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. The next match is contrived completely so they could use her again at this, you know, sort of thing. Tiffany Stratton, current champion, versus Trish Stratus for the WWE Women's Championship. Tiffany's not going to lose this. But she is going to lose, probably. But she's not going to lose to Trish.
Yeah, don't get me wrong.
Cash in time.
That's on the table. Don't get me wrong. Trish Stratus did a lot for a young Rob Brown's, let's say, development as a man. All right? Trish Stratus was just way up there on the list for old Rob Brown. But now, it's Tiffy time.
All right. And
Trish isn't quite the Goldberg status, but she's getting real close. I'll just put it that way.
And her I guess this is it for her current contract, too. Io Sky versus Rhea Ripley for the WWE Women's World Championship. What this says is Io Sky is not exciting enough to keep the belt, so we're going to put it on Rhea Ripley. And so Rhea Ripley is going to win the match.
Hopefully
this is not the main event.
Or you could read it as, even though you don't like it, Rhea Ripley is maybe the most over woman superstar in the history of professional wrestling.
She's not, though.
And you give it to the fan favorite.
Not in the history of. No. Eh. I mean, currently she's pretty over, but there are other just as much. And speaking of which, Battle Royale.
Oh, I don't get to talk about Rhea? Okay.
If you want to.
Mommy wins, and if I end up at this event on Saturday, it's because you get both of Rob Brown's type, Tiffany Stratton and Rhea Ripley, on the same card.
Wow.
It's like a dream.
Battle Royale, the winner of this will end up being get a championship shot in Paris. Here are just some of the names that we know. We've got Nia Jax, Stephanie Vaquer, Nikki Bella, Ivy Nile, Natalia, Maxine Dupree, Izzy Dame, Tatum Paxley, Kalani Jordan, Lash Legend, Lola Vice, Jada Parker, Zelina Vega, Julia, and more.
I love and more. I hope and more wins. The second favorite wrestler behind only vacant.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Stephanie Vaccaro to win.
So am I.
Lash Legend's going to look good, though, because she's big. And her versus Nia, I kind of want to see. But, yeah, I think Stephanie Vaccaro, because they haven't done much with her lately.
Stephanie is going to win both the match and my heart.
She hasn't won your heart?
No, she has. The devil horns.
She's not like not that that list thing that some people have, that get out of jail free card thing. She's not that. Okay, anyway. All right, WWE Saturday night's main event. Only three matches that I could find so far. I'm sure they're going to add more. We've got Randy Orton versus Drew McIntyre, which will be a good match. And I don't know who's going to win that. I can't really pick that because I don't know who it helps or who it hurts.
It both helps and hurts Drew. Helps to win, hurts to lose. I mean, you just took Randy off the main event program, right? Like, if he turns around and wins this, it's like, what are we doing here?
The next match, LA Knight versus Seth Rollins. Not going to end well for LA Knight, but he'll have a good showing for a while.
I agree.
Then Seth Rollins, whether he wins or not, he wins because LA Knight's going to get beat up. And finally, friend of the show,
buddy
Gunther versus Goldberg. And no, Goldberg is not going to win. Stop it. You actually believe for a second that he's going to win this match?
I think they would be tempted to.
No way.
I think they would be tempted to. Now, what I also think would happen would they would let him have it for two nights and they would turn around and take it right back off of him on Monday Night Raw. But yeah, you don't think they give him like a one-night selly with the belt as a thanks and a farewell?
No.
I do.
They won't. Unless there's going to be a cash-in. Because you do that, you let Goldberg win the championship, Seth comes in, cashes in, and becomes a champion. That's the only way I see it happening.
Which would be dope, for the record.
Oh, it would be. I mean, getting to cash in on Goldberg.
I mean,
on
it wouldn't be dope.
Match,
a cash-in would be dope. It would not be dope to see Gunther lose to a 92-year-old Goldberg. That's not dope. WWE, don't do it.
92. And here's the thing, you know, Goldberg resides in Georgia still, I believe. And if you keep talking stuff, you gonna be right there. You could be next.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, can't get some AEW All In action up in her. No. Got a big card this weekend.
We're out of time.
Give me Adam Page over Jon Moxley. I think it's time for the good guy to take one here. The Millennial Cowboy. Cowboy bleep. Takes it over the Mox thing, keeping the belt in the briefcase. Like, I get what you're doing here.
The funniest thing I saw was they opened it up and the Epstein list is in there. That's the funniest thing. It's not the whole thing is not funny, but that the list being in there was funny.
The issue I have is if you want me to treat you like a legit organization, like treat your belt like a championship belt should be treated. So give me Hangman to win. Give me Kenny Omega to get one over Okada. I will take, God, I want Toni Storm to win. I want Toni Storm. She's the best. She's the best. I want her to win. I want her to have a mic on her for absolute ever. But I think that, what are we doing with Mercedes Moné? I'm over. I'm sorry. I'm over it. She's not for me. Give me Toni Storm. But Mercedes Moné is going to keep the belt. Any interest in the tag team championship three-man match? I got Bobby Lashley and Shelton Benjamin back together. I think they're going to smoke it this weekend.
Bobby Lashley just got beat up.
Yeah, well, everybody gets beat up. It's wrestling.
Yeah, but it's Bobby Lashley.
Upset match, give me Ospreay and Strickland over the EVPs. Because that might be the greatest tag team ever put together.
There are stipulations. I think the EVPs can't do something.
If they lose, I believe, they give up their EVP title if they lose.
Yeah, okay.
Which they need that, even if it's to rebuild the Young Bucks for a bit, that would be a big one. But Ospreay and Strickland together, injected in my veins forever. Fight forever. AEW All In, I think it might be the best card in wrestling this weekend. That's gonna be my take. I'm also gonna take you to this break and then back for the final segment of the Rob Brown Show after this on the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So I have kicked back and forth whether or not I was going to get to this or not, but I just kind of feel like I have to. And I know Diesel and Cole addressed it yesterday. I guess this happened or this was found after the show ended yesterday. There is a radio podcast host, I guess. I don't know. His name's Kevin Kitzman. And apparently on a podcast a handful of days ago, do you still have that? You happen to have that quote or know where you got it? Great one that he made about Mahomes.
I was on X. I can see if I can find
okay.
it.
Okay, see if you can find the quote. But Kevin Kitzman is a podcaster who is a... I guess in all the sports slash politics slash life, he just talks about everything on his pod, which, all right, cool, fine, whatever. He is from what I can tell about Kevin Kitzman in the 3 minutes I've done research on him, he is a conservative, everything that I don't like is woke sports guy, which is fine. Cool. Do your thing. Like, there's an audience for that. Do your thing. And Kevin Kitzman went on a... I don't really want to call it a rant because I'm going to keep it a buck. I haven't listened to it yet. I have only heard the quote read to me by the great one earlier this morning. But Kevin Kitzman said, and Lonzo's going to see if he can find the exact quote, but until he does, I'm going to give you the paraphrase as best as I can remember it. He basically said, Patrick Mahomes is fat.
All right, I found it on Fox News just because on purpose. All right, here's a quote. Vacation photos are popping up of Patrick Mahomes, and he's fat. I'm going to say it. I'm going to tell you the truth. That's why you hit the play button. He's an embarrassment. He said, you're a $500 million quarterback. You've made all these comments in the offseason that we're going to do our talking on the field. We got our butts kicked in the Super Bowl. We're coming back with a vengeance. Dude, you're fat. Your belly would be fat. This is a different time. At my pool hanging out with us 60-year-olds, my skin is flabbier than yours. I get it. Stop the fast food. Do a sit-up. Do something. I'm trying to find the other quote, too.
I think we got the gist.
Yeah, but it's the same stuff over and over again. The other quote has to do with, well, there's one about Coors Light, but it also about Taco Bell and about, I think McDonald's was mentioned, too. But, yeah, it's kind of, hey, everybody, look at me. I'm going to make fun of one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, this is twofold, and the strategy here is obvious because I went, and I'm gonna start with this. Don't listen to any of his stuff, okay? Just don't. Like, I know I'm kind of breaking what I should have do is not named him at all.
Unless you hate Patrick Mahomes and you hate Kansas City and you're along those lines of thinking, feel free to listen to someone who hates the way you hate. I mean,
I want to be.
You shouldn't, but I mean.
I want to be real clear about this. This is the type of dude who plays the game the same way that everybody else does. I am going to say something that is awful. And then when people say, hey, you're kind of an a-hole, I'm going to run and play the victim. And I'm going to go, oh, the big major media is out to get me. And I know that because I went to the site where he posts his podcast. And in the middle of an episode, he put out their reaction. Or here it is. I'll give you the caption he put on his thing. It's always silly when somebody says something true and it creates controversy. Patrick Mahomes has belly fat. He's also changed the way the game is played and is the greatest player of his generation. Reaction to my buried in the back of the podcast comments Monday went viral after Mahomes' trainer came after me on social media. He's the first trainer in history to argue that belly fat is a good thing. Look, I'm not listening to that episode, and I will never listen to anything Kevin Kitzman does. Okay? I'm just not. He's the type of dude that will not have a legitimate, genuine argument. He's just going to go, oh, that's woke and I hate it. All right, cool, whatever. Do your thing if you've got the audience.
And this is hypothetical. It's akin to saying something about a college football coach, and then the college football coach says something back, and then you act like you can't interview the college football coach and act like you're shunned in an entire area. That's very hypothetical. I just made it up off the top of my head. It's the same sort of thing.
Kevin Kitzman is a shock jock who, after he gets called to the carpet, is going to act like he's the victim and everybody's out to get him. And the answer is, Kevin, they are, because you're an a-hole. And it's very clear about that. All right? Now, with that being said, I also want to point out, how many Super Bowl rings does Patrick Mahomes have? Multiple.
More than that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to say yeah. I'm going to say, until the day that Mahomes goes out there and throws more interceptions than touchdowns and the passing yardage number comes down to, 2,000 passing yards and the Chiefs are a four-win football team, here's an idea. Maybe shut the hell up because the guy's clearly figured something out.
Man,
all right?
I hope Mahomes gets a Taco Bell commercial out of this.
Yeah, maybe.
That'd be great.
Maybe, you absolute loser. Maybe shut the hell up. Maybe stay in your lane. All right, maybe go talk about whatever you want to talk about, whatever. Kane just said, well, is Patrick Mahomes fat, though? I mean, compared to me? No. No, he's not fat. Is he putting on some comfort weight because it's the offseason? Yeah, I'll tell you what. If we get to week one and Patrick Mahomes has two X's on the jersey size, then we'll have a conversation. If Patrick Mahomes shows up to camp unready, unfit, unable to go, if he shows up carrying some extra LBs, then we'll have the conversation about how he's unprepared and he's irresponsible. And I'm great with all of that. But here's what I know. Patrick Mahomes just went to a Super Bowl. And the year before that, he won a Super Bowl. And the year before that, he won a Super Bowl. The guy is the best on planet Earth at doing the thing that he does. So if he eats a couple of cheeseburgers during the game or during the offseason, who the hell cares?
I would say he probably has less belly fat than Big Ben did when he won, and there's some other quarterback. I didn't know that that's what we're supposed to look for.
I don't care if he rolls up to the beach looking like Jelly Bean in the offseason. Are you in shape? When camp rolls up, are you ready to play football and go win rings? And the answer for this man's whole ass career has been yes, over and over and over. What are we doing here, dude? Like, if you need attention, call your mom. Just ask, like, what a dumb thing to say. Kane said, that doesn't sound like playing the victim. Again, dude.
Oh, yeah, his trainer came after me.
Yeah, he did, because you said something dumb. He said, why are you white knighting for Mahomes? The guy is a grown man. Well, A, because I work in radio, Kane. We talk about things. That's what we do. Number two, I'll be the woke guy. Why are we body shaming a three-time Super Bowl champion? Why are we body shaming an NFL MVP who literally just went to the Super Bowl, was just there
for the third year in a row?
Why are we body, like, what are we doing here? I'll tell you why, Kane. It's about me, because I'm real tired of dumb people making money in an industry where there's a lot of really talented, smart, good people who can't. I'm really tired of guys like this, and then he's going to go off on his rant about how, oh, but it's just political correctness out here. No, dude, you're just being a jackass for no good reason. No good reason. If it was week three and Mahomes sucked and he had on LBs, I'd be like, all right, that's a fair take. That's fine. We are 3 weeks away from camp. Shut up. You loser.
I don't care about his political affiliation. I don't care about who he worships or anything like that. I don't care about what team he's a fan of. This is kind of a dumb take.
It's a stupid take.
It really is. All right, time to find out what the X is going on. One of them has a double, but we'll wait on that. All right, the first thing it's Xing is AJ Lee.
There is, you know what? I think I've gotten to the point where I'm not going to say expect. Not going to be shocked if she shows up in that Rumble, right?
I believe it's been denied that she's going to be there, but, you know.
Well, as we all know in professional wrestling.
Ain't nobody believing that.
Yeah. As we all know in pro wrestling. Nah, I think it'll probably be a one-off. I don't think she's, like, coming back for consistent competition.
No. I mean, but for this, and probably we'll have a pretty good showing for a while when she gets in there. And one of the big names will knock her out. Someone who's like her. I mean, it would have been great if Liv Morgan wasn't hurt, because that would have been the perfect
That would have
person.
Been a great one.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's going to be a heel move to take AJ Lee out of that match, so which I think means, you take one of your big ones.
Yeah, which means Nia Jax probably takes her out.
That's fair.
Because she can handle the heat that will come her way when she does it. The next thing that's Xing, and Xing for two different things, Sofia Vergara.
Sofia Vergara is always trending in my heart. All right, she's just the best. I have no idea why she's Xing. I'm going to assume one of them is it's her birthday.
Yes, that is one of them.
Sofia Vergara is 26 years old.
Looks like it, but no, you can double that. She's 53.
Good Lord. Good for you, Sofia Vergara.
But here's the other reason why she is Xing is she's been hanging out with Rob's goat. Tom Brady.
Oh, legitimately?
Yes.
Tommy, touchdown.
There's stuff out there of them being out to dinner. They say they're just friends.
Gee, I'd like to be. Okay, no, I wouldn't. I'm married and my wife's amazing and I would never do anything to betray her.
She's also,
Tommy touchdown
she's
is
also,
divorced.
She's kind of and Sofia Vergara is also now single.
Tommy freaking touchdown.
I don't know that you can give her praise because she is old. So, I mean, there's
yeah,
that.
That's not what I've been doing the last 3 minutes.
Yeah,
Tommy freaking touchdown. As if the GOAT needed to add it any more to his right. He also was hanging out with
Sydney Sweeney.
With Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
Tommy's running the gambit right now. All right? He's hitting both ends of the spectrum, and I respect it.
I mean, you're very rich. You're in those circles. I mean, you're single. Do what you do, man. All right, and finally.
What was Tiger Woods' biggest mistake? Getting married. That's all he did wrong.
And finally, because everything else was politics, and this might be too, Superman is Xing.
7:10 p.m. tonight. Cannot wait. What are your expectations? I'm not like predictions for what's going to happen in the movie. Are we texting each other tonight at like 12 o'clock? Like, what a ride.
I hope not, because I'll be asleep by 12. I should be home by after 10. But it's a 2-hour and 9-minute movie. It has 2 post-credit scenes, just letting you know. I don't know what they are, but I know it has 2 post-credit scenes. My expectations.
Welcome to the DCU, James Gunn.
Yeah, my expectations, although he says he will never do what Marvel did. So these will.
Never do what Marvel did.
And do a post-credit scene that never went to fruition.
Yeah, they had a few of those.
My prediction is these have to do with Supergirl.
In fairness, anyway. A couple of those were because, like, people died or got canceled or whatever.
Or Kang.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, got canceled. So
yeah, there's that.
My
expectations are, as a kid, seeing Christopher Reeves at 10 years old at the drive-in, it was the most special thing I had ever seen as a superhero fan. I want to feel that again. I want to come out of the movie smiling. I want to come out of the movie, a good movie, you come out with some sort of emotion, whether you're upset that you got scared so much, or you're crying because it was so heartfelt, or you come out going, yeah. And that's what I want to come out going, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I have said a lot of times, Superman stories are not awesome because he can fly and punch people into outer space. Superman stories are stories about everyone around Superman. They are about Lois Lane. They are about the sacrifices he has to make, the moral decisions he has to make, the keeping himself secret. And obviously, and this is going to be real interesting, with some of the national conversations and narratives going on in these great United States of America.
It's not going to hurt it. I don't think it hurts this movie.
I don't think it hurts the movie at all, because I think a lot of the people that are saying that they are going to protest this movie or not go see this movie because of the undertones about immigration and all that, of which there always have been those.
I'm not trying to do this, but a lot of them were never going in the first place, and they see something to jump on.
I think that's fair. I also think a lot of them are, as they did about Bud Light and the NFL and the NBA, lying and just going to go, this is awesome, and I want to see Superman punch big monsters, because I want to see Superman punch big monsters. See you back here tomorrow for the last and Greenville edition of the Rob Brown Show for a week. For he's Lonzo, I'm Rob. See you back here tomorrow on the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.